Good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now last week, Brother Wayne brought a great message on John chapter 3, verse 16. Now this next series, although it is separate in a way from last week's message, in reality, it's just a perfect extension. And this week, we're starting a series dealing with salvation. So last week's message from John 3:16 was really a great introduction to what Brother Wayne's going to be bringing this month.
Salvation of sinners is completely by the grace, the unmerited favor of Almighty God. Look now in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse number 4. The Bible said, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." This passage gives hope to all people. It doesn't make any difference what kind of sins you have sinned. It doesn't make any difference how bad you really are. Anyone can be saved. You think of this. The thief on the cross was saved just before he died. He was dying for his sins, and yet he was saved by the power of Almighty God. You think of the women that were there with Jesus Christ. Some of those women had been women of ill repute, and yet they had been saved by the grace and the power of Almighty God that changed their lives. Notice that Paul, by the inspiration of God, declares that sinners are saved by grace. The word grace means unmerited favor. I'm glad that we don't have to go out and join a church in order to be saved. I'm glad that we don't have to do anything at all. But I also very glad to know this, that whenever we are saved, we want to do right. We want to join a church. We want to let everybody know that we now belong unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad that that is so. Somebody said, "Well, if I believe that, I would just trust the Lord and just sin all I want to sin." I tell you what, today, I sin much more than I want to sin. The word grace means unmerited favor, the undeserved love of God bestowed upon all of mankind through His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, Paul here states that men are saved by God's grace, apart or separate from baptism, or separate from church membership, or separate from good works. But after salvation, you see, a person is scripturally baptized by the authority of one of the Lord's local churches. Then they become a member of that church, and only then are they able to do any kind of good works at all. Look in the book of Ephesians 2 and verse 8 through verse 10. The Bible said here, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The Bible states very clearly here that sinners are saved by God's undeserved love through faith, which is a faith from God to those whom God saved, and not something they work out for themselves. Paul says that God saves sinners this way, and this way only, and no man can boast of their good works and say they saved themselves, or that they were even a part of saving themselves. When people get to heaven, they will be saved by the grace of Almighty God, and they will be honoring and worshiping the Lord who has saved their unworthy soul. A person will not get to heaven if they are relying upon any good work that they've ever done. They will not get to heaven. Instead, that person will go to hell. That's what the Bible says. It's God or nothing else. It's salvation only in trusting in Christ or nothing else altogether. Look what the Bible said in the book of Matthew 18 and verse number 11. "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." Wow! The Son of Man that is, Jesus Christ, has come into the world to save those that are lost. Acts 15 and verse number 11 confirms this same truth. The Bible said here, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ shall we be saved even as they." 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 5 through 7 states that some ministers plant, some ministers water, but God gives the increase. Notice this. The Bible said, "Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man?" Then he says in verse number 6, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase." It is God that saves souls. It is God that a person must come to. It is God Almighty. Just trust Jesus, and He washes away all of your sins, and that's it. It is through the work that Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary, not through any kind of good works that we have ever done at all. The Bible states in the book of John 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, it is God's love for sinners, whether they're Jews or whether they're Gentiles. This is the kind of love that God has that constrained God to send Jesus Christ, His Son, His only begotten Son, into the world to live the perfectly righteous life that men are unable to live and God requires in order to stand in His holy presence. You see, Jesus not only lived for both the Jew and the Gentile, but Jesus Christ was willing to be made sin for them and die on the cross of Calvary, paying their penalty for sin. Jesus Christ had never sinned. He is the perfect Son of the living God. And trusting in Jesus Christ is what grants us salvation. Every lost sinner, whether they're a Jew or whether they're Gentile, that believes in Christ as their personal sin bearer and Savior, will never perish, but will have everlasting life. Everlasting life? What does that mean? Everlasting means life that never, ever ends at all. This is exactly what the Scriptures teach in John 1 and verse 11 through verse 14. You see, this passage teaches us that Jesus was in the beginning with God, but Jesus came into this world to die for sinners, giving unbelievers the power to freely believe on Him for salvation. The Bible says this in John 1 and verse 11. "He came unto His own, and His own received Him not." That's talking about the fact that Jesus Christ came into the world to save Jews. But the Jews, they didn't receive Him at all. But the Bible said in verse 12, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Notice what the Bible states in verse number 12. "To them gave He power to become the sons of God." Not because they deserved it, not because they did anything, but Jesus Christ simply gave unto them a gift of eternal life. The Bible said in verse number 13, "Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." In verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus Christ paid the price that we might be saved. Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse 14 and 15 states that Jesus Christ is our high priest, which can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. The Bible states here in this place, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus Christ is absolutely the perfect one. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God who came in all of his perfection, and he died on the cross of Calvary for sinners just like me. I'm no special person. I'm not at all. But Jesus Christ is a special one. It's not what I say. It's what Jesus Christ has told us in his own precious word that makes it very, very true. I know that there's no good at all in me. I know that. But I know also that there's all kinds of good in Jesus Christ who love me. But Jesus Christ, he loved me. I was unworthy to be saved, but Jesus Christ can also touch you. He can touch you exactly where you are. Jesus Christ can save your unworthy soul. I was unworthy to be saved. I was saved by the power of Almighty God, and you can be too. You don't have to live your life as a lost person. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can be saved. You can rest in Jesus Christ. You can trust him. And you can be saved. Jesus Christ was appointed of the Father to die for sinners. He came, yet he didn't have any kind of sin at all. And in his perfect life that he lived, and he died a perfect death, he took upon himself our sins. He died that we might have life. Look in the book of Philippians 2. And verse 6 through verse number 11. The Bible said, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, who was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man. This is what our Savior did for us. He humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ has paid it all for me. Has he died for you? Or are you still trusting in something that you attempt to do? Listen, just give it up. Just trust Jesus and the perfect sacrifice that he has paid for you on the cross of Calvary. You can never go wrong trusting Jesus Christ. But listen, you can go wrong if you trust yourself or any kind of work that you do. But you can never go wrong just trusting what Jesus Christ has done for you already on the cross of Calvary.
Simply trusting Jesus. It isn't through works of yourself, but it's simply trusting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. You know, if you're lost, then you need to see your need of salvation. You need to repent of your sins and trust that Jesus Christ died for you. And we would encourage you to come and visit with us about salvation. It's a very, very important topic. Now, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and 4:30 worship services. We also meet every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Now, in addition to that, this week we're going to be holding our annual Winter Bible Institute. So Wednesday, February the 17th, starting at 7 p.m., we're going to be having two guest speakers. Then Thursday and Friday at 10 a.m., we'll have two more messages, and again, Thursday and Friday night at 7 p.m. And we pray that you'll be able to join us then. Well, our time for today is up, but we are glad you're able to join us, and we look forward to coming back together next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about salvation.